messenger. A prepared messenger is more important than a prepared message. Robert Munger. Only 1/3 of preaching is the words you say. Do you ever obsess over the words of a sermon? If you're like me, you can sometimes spend hours trying to craft the best possible ways to explain a biblical principle. We work like wordsmiths, trying to pound out the very best phrases, but sometimes this can be a problem. Our obsession with words can cause us to lose focus on the other, less obvious elements of a sermon. Did you know that only 1/3 of preaching has anything to do with the actual words that come out of your mouth? Blasphemy? Nope. Biblical. The three parts of persuasion. First, we need to start with a brief understanding of rhetoric, the study of persuasive speaking. All preaching is persuasive speaking. We're trying to change a person's thoughts or actions. Good preaching is persuasive preaching. If not, it is just fluffy words with no power. The Greek philosopher Aristotle taught that all persuasive speaking has three parts: ethos, pathos, and logos. Put simply, these words can be defined as follows. Ethos is character.